Welcome to Rafflecast episode 51,
where we keep our buttons on score and all the ladies in check. Have you found spare keys in my apartment yet? What? Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to a new, brand new edition of Rafflecast. That was an intro from Strong Bad. Do you remember Homestar Runner?
Yes, I do.
Strong Bad read his emails. 1 week he fucking said that, and I never forgot.
Check the email.
Yeah, those are the things that he said. This week on Rafflecast, we're going through a bit of transition. We're hitting puberty, if you will. We were about a child for the first 50 years of our lives.
We're going through our adolescence stage.
After 50 episodes, we're going through adolescence now. Late bloomers.
Definitely.
What's happening is that we're going to start using a thing called a format or structure.
Yeah.
And then we're going to work. We're also working on new skills like speaking into our microphones, having a new desk set up, and then also, what's that last thing? Preparing.
Yes. Preparation.
We're actually going to try that. I can't guarantee it's going to stick, but
you didn't mention quality. Is there any
There'll be no change of quality except getting worse.
Oh, shit.
This is a sliding scale, and it is going downwards.
So everyone is in for a treat then.
In fact, we have expensive mics and a nice mixer, but slowly over the next few weeks, we'll be downgrading to just a very, very cheap Logitech desktop mic, in which we'll share.
It's going to be great.
It's not going to sound ideal. And also, you have a lot of these. And like
a lot of noise. How about you don't do that?
I hope your headphones are loud as fuck and you heard every last peak of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want them to hurt.
You want their ears to hurt?
Listen, my
listeners.
The reason is my trainer cares about me. He wants me to be fit and strong, and he makes sure that I'm in real pain when I'm done my sessions. And I want you to feel the same pain.
Yeah.
I want you to be unhappy and uncomfortable at the end of it, the way I am.
I'm always unhappy and uncomfortable when I spend time with you.
That's rude. Well, that seems like a perfect time for a song. Speaking of uncomfortable and unhappy.
Yeah. Well, what did you have in store for us today?
It's from G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh, good. Fucking good.
So think about
it. Is it a rock song?
What?
Is it a rock song?
It's White Stripes.
Is it a White Stripes dubstep remix?
Yes, it is.
Oh my god, this might actually be good.
This song's so fucking good. Holy shit, it's
good. I haven't heard it yet.
Fuck me. It is ungoddamn believable. Okay, so here's the deal with G.I. Joe Retaliation. First of all, it's G.I. Joe, so it sucks. Let me take that back. I loved G.I. Joe as a kid.
But not the movie. The new movie was not good.
I never saw it. Fuck it. So they're pushing it back a year to make it 3D. So it's supposed to come out like right away. It's supposed to be a big summer movie. And they're like, the studio's like, you know what? Let's push it back a year. Let's remove all the posters. Let's recall all the toys and just release it a year later because let's turn it into 3D instead. Why did you film it in 3D? Why was that not foresight? Who wasn't
I think there's more to it than that.
No, that's it.
There's got to be more to it.
That's the whole story.
They were like, looking at the summer schedule of what they're competing against, they're like, Avengers just came out. Dark Knight coming out.
Hunger Games, the new series, hugely popular.
What was that?
Expendables 2.
What else? Expendables 2.
That's what it was head against, was Expendables 2.
Yeah.
And like, they got Chuck Norris? Well, fuck this.
And I wonder how Battleship did.
Fuck me. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah,
we will.
Excellent.
And the box office report, that's part of Rafflecast now.
Yeah, hey.
We'll be talking about this shit. You want to know? You got it.
That's right.
I'm releasing this fucking soon. So this won't be outdated.
No.
That might be real.
Hopefully.
Okay, so they pushed back G.I. Joe Retaliation for like a fucking year to make it 3D. Why they didn't film it in 3D in the first place is pure retarded. Either way, the song is fucking sick.
Well, let's hear this shit.
Here's Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes, the Glitch Mob remix.
Fucking love Glitch Mob.
Rip it!
back, everybody. That was Seven Nation Army by White Stripes with the Glitch Mob doing a remix. It was pretty sweet, if you ask me.
A sick mix.
Yeah, man, I love Glitch Mob. All their stuff is so good. I don't know if you guys are avid listeners, but I highly recommend that you guys go and get yourself some Glitch Mob.
I was trying to fuck your roommate's sister at a party where she was high on LSD.
Yeah, I remember
while
that.
While you were spinning Glitch Mob.
I was spinning yep. Glitch Mob.
We're...
All right, so anyway, you know, that's for the uncut. We'll wait for that. We can talk about you trying to bang my roommate's sister later.
God damn, she's hot.
So we're going to unveil a new segment. It's going to be called Pass or Fail.
Or Sweet or Sheet.
Sweet or Sheet could
or
be the other name.
Or good or bad.
Yeah.
Good or bad. Yes or no.
Well, I'm going to go with Pass or Fail. All with right. A light P because our pop filters aren't here right
pass
now.
Pass or Hell.
There you go. So what's going to happen is Achilles is going to read off some headlines.
I might just fucking decide not to do it. You don't know.
I don't know.
The universe is chaotic.
But then it's going to be my job to say whether that shit is win or fail.
Are we going to talk about it?
It's going to be, we're going to call this win or fail. And the reason why we're changing the name right now is because we don't have any pop filters.
We just started. Yeah, we got to do it. We don't have a choice.
We right now.
We wanted pass or fail.
Yeah.
But we couldn't do it because of the... sound.
Yeah,
look, I just redlined.
You did. You made it. You just.
God
Jesus
damn it.
Gotta get.
Oh. Christmas is canceled.
Get done.
Return all the presents.
All right.
First story.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise remaking The Magnificent Seven.
They're remaking The Magnificent Seven.
With Tom Cruise!
Okay, we need to talk about this because I don't think this needs to be done. Why are they doing this?
Okay, so he's doing two reboots already. He's doing a Star Is Born remake.
Wait, did you say Star Wars?
A Star Is Born.
Oh, Star Is Born. Yeah, okay.
And Van Helsing.
They're rebooting Van Helsing.
They have to reboot it.
Starring Tom Cruise. Okay.
Tom Cruise. Okay.
I couldn't finish Van Helsing.
And MGM, who's making it, who are also remaking Carrie, Red Dawn, Poltergeist, RoboCop, etc.
They're just milking the old franchises.
So for those who don't know, Magnificent Seven, it's probably one of the best westerns of all time.
Yeah, man.
It's easily my top five. Made in 1960. It's essentially a westernized version of one of the
Samurai.
Best movies of all time, The Seven Samurai. It's so fucking good. And the theme song goes like this. That's yeah.
Well, like, I don't know, man. Like, it could be really fucking cool. It could be really awesome.
Who would be the seven?
I don't know. I don't know why they're attaching Tom Cruise. Like, I did like
Tommy
him in The Last Samurai.
Yeah, he was okay.
Like, but,
you mean in Last of the Mohicans with Japanese people?
Yes.
Last of the Mohicans, Japan edition.
What do you think about it? What do you think?
Fuck Tom Cruise and fuck Magnificent Seven. That movie's perfect the way it is. I like Tom Cruise. I don't want him to touch this goddamn movie. Is what it is. I don't want to see Tom. I like Tom Cruise a lot, actually. Like, probably more than most people, because I'm gay. But I think that he should just leave him the fuck alone, and he shouldn't be in a Western.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zach Galifianakis is going to be in the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel The Confederacy of Dunces.
Fail. I do not want to fucking talk about that.
All right. Gary Oldman will be the Geppetto Frankenstein behind the rebooted RoboCop.
Gary Oldman?
Yeah, man.
Gary Oldman's going to play RoboCop.
He's not playing RoboCop. He's going to be the guy who, like, builds RoboCop.
Win either way. Gary Oldman is fucking awesome.
Yeah, even though Aronofsky left the project, Oldman already signed his contract, so he's fucked.
So he has to do the movie. Yeah, whether it's done with a good director or not, he's stuck. I still think it's win. I think Gary Oldman,
it's going to be
the
sick.
More parts that he gets, the better, because he is such a underrated actor. He's starting to get more notoriety now, which is
good.
Well,
I mean, he had, like, obviously Dracula. He fucking killed the shit out of Dracula. He was amazing in Leon, the Professional. He was amazing in Fifth Element. He's amazing in Batman. He's really amazing in just basically everything he does. But,
and it was so nice to see him in Batman because he usually plays, like, kind of squirrely evil characters.
Yeah, yeah.
And to have him playing the role of Commissioner Gordon is
kind of
so
stuffy,
awesome.
Stuffy, uptight, and he does such a good job, too.
Yeah.
There's a Bridesmaids reunion project starring Sandra Bullock. Don't even say it. That's a pass.
Okay, wait. Okay. This is that one's total fail. But what the fuck?
Well, Paul Feig, who directed Unaccompanied Minors and created the TV show Freaks and Geeks, which Judd Apatow kind of rose up through, he's doing it with McCarthy, that fat bitch. yeah. Melissa McCarthy, and it's going to be a good cop, bad cop, her and Sandra Bullock.
Now, is Bridesmaids?
Well, Paul Feig directed it, and Melissa McCarthy was starring in it.
But wasn't it written by, what's her name from Saturday Night Live?
It is written by, well, that was written by Kristen Wiig. This one's being written by Katie Diplod, who's like her writing partner for
it. Yeah, okay, on that.
And she also writes for Parks and Recreation, so.
I don't know. I never saw the first one. I just...
Bridesmaids or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. It was good. I don't know what the big deal. I don't know. It was a funny movie. It was,
I don't know.
Like, it was a hangover for women. I'm like, the hangover wasn't great either. You're not really selling me on it. All right.
Next.
James Bond's 50th anniversary. They're making an Ian Fleming biopic.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. Who's making it?
Director of Hunger Games.
The director of Hunger Games is making it. Yeah. Is it going to be on TV? They're not going to make like a fucking...
No, they're making a movie.
Like a what?
So here's the problem.
Like a biopic, like theater released movie about Ian Fleming? Yeah,
like The Aviator about Howard Hughes, essentially the same thing, but for Ian Fleming.
Huh.
So it's going to be him sitting at a desk writing really good novels for 2 hours.
It's highly entertaining.
That sounds good. Okay, so originally what they had was Gary Ross, who directed Hunger Games, and Francis Lawrence.
Yeah.
But now it's going to Duncan Jones, one of our favorite directors, who directed Moon. And he did a fucking amazing job with that. And did a pretty good job with Source Code. You made me like Jake Gyllenhaal. That is not easy. That was a pretty fucking good movie. All right. Zac Efron and Seth Rogen team up for Townies.
Who? Say that again.
Zac Efron, Seth Rogen.
Seth. I love Seth Rogen. He's a Canadian boy.
You're just blaming Zac Efron. You're just
I am.
He was in 17, or what was it? 13 going on 30?
Fail. No, that wasn't it. Next. Fuck this
17
story.
Again. He was in 17 again.
I do not
again.
Care about All this right. shit.
Peter Bogdanovich will return. I don't even know what that is. Next. Villains cast in Thor 2 and Iron Man 3.
The villains have been cast.
Yes.
For Thor 2 and Iron Man 3.
Okay, so
the villain in Iron Man 3 is?
Firepower?
Okay, start. Hit me with this. This is Ben. I want to know.
Ben Kingsley is playing the main villain in Iron Man 3.
Yes.
We're not 100% sure who he's playing, but he's going to be awesome. Guy Pearce is going to be in it, who's also fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Also, Ashley Hamilton is going to be playing an Iron Man villain, Firepower. But she's a kind of obscure character, but the new movie is based on the Iron Man Extremis. Did you watch that on Netflix?
I've seen it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I saw it on there. I watched like one thing of it. It was kind of
I tried
boring.
To watch it, and it was like...
I'd rather read
just
like, comic book.
This guy does a pretty good impression of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, how about I just read the comic?
There you go.
Call it a day. But so Firepower is like a big part of that.
Yeah, because they're going to base it around that... That run kind
nanobot
of, right?
Nanobot bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. Ben Kingsley will be the guy who develops the nanobots.
Okay, so it's not going to be Mandarin, because he's like one of the main...
No, it's not Mandarin.
Okay.
It's not going to be... No demon in the bottle. There'll be no alcoholism in this movie. Excuse me, in this movie.
Yeah. Well, they've kind of... Since the Avengers, they kind of opened up the Tony Stark character in a new direction. Yeah. And I... Dude, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, as Tony Stark, fucking amazing. That guy is incredible in that role.
You can't argue with how good he is.
No.
Although the Mandarin-ish thing might very well be what, what's his name, what Ben Kingsley's doing.
Doing, maybe.
He might be doing some sort of Mandarin offshoot, like, we don't know.
So, wait, okay, who's directing Iron Man 3? Because it's not going to be Favreau. He's doing the Disney movie, the...
Yeah, Favreau's going to be in it still, though.
Yeah, and he's going to be producing. I know he's producing for sure, but I'm pretty sure he's not taking on the directing roles.
The fuck? I don't even know who's directing this.
Either way,
movie.
Win. Ben Kingsley.
Never mind.
And Guy Pearce.
I just read Ben Kingsley will not be playing the Mandarin, no matter how much of a fucking fan you are. Not happening.
But he's still playing the.
He's playing a villain.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome. I mean, great.
So Shane Black is directing it now. What is Shane Black? And he's also wrote the screenplay. Holy shit! So Shane Black is known for like Lethal Weapon and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Okay.
So he did all the Weapon movies.
So he's just really... he'll be competent.
Will he though? He only directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which don't get me wrong is a great movie, but like it's not an Iron
I think
Man
they gotta
movie.
Give it a shot. I don't know. That's a hell of a shot. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Iron Man 3.
Yeah, you know what you need? You need to get a good screenwriter, and then you need to get like Michael Bay's visual effects team to work on it.
God,
like,
no. Get Joss Whedon's visual effects team.
Great visual effects team, but as far as robots go, I think the robots and Transformers still look better than the robots.
The problem with the Transformer films is the fight scenes are way too close in. You can't tell what the fuck is going on.
That's the director and cinematography. No, I just want the effects supervisor, essentially.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, like, it's not cinema. It's more of the directing.
Yeah, yeah.
The direction. Okay, that's a win. What was the next story?
It was Thor 2.
Thor 2. Okay.
So Mads Mikkelsen, who played Lechif in Casino Royale, one of my favorite James Bond movies.
Yep.
He's stepped up to play some sort of villain. We don't know what it is.
But he's going
to
be the villain. Nice. He did such a good job in that casino.
He's
in Casino
so
Royale.
Fucking good. He's just awesome, man. All around, man.
That was my favorite Bond movie since GoldenEye.
That's probably my favorite Bond movie since ever.
You've seen GoldenEye, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love GoldenEye. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man with the Golden Gun is better than GoldenEye, in my opinion.
I don't think so.
That's a good fucking movie, man.
GoldenEye, Casino Royale, everything else.
I kind of like Moonraker for some reason. I don't know why. I think it kind of is like the quintessential like James Bond ridiculousness. Mm-hmm. They go to this fucking moon base and shit.
Yeah.
And then,
that was a 60s thing, right?
Well, yeah, early 70s. But yeah. It was like... Still,
everything was
it.
Very over the top.
It was. Okay, and Shadow of the Colossus being made into a movie.
What?
Yeah, so amazing PlayStation 2 game where you essentially
seriously
climb these, like, they're like structures, but they're beasts. Like,
they can't get the development team that made Shadow of the Colossus to release their next game, which they showed at E3 like 5 fucking years ago, called Ico, but they're making a fucking feature film based on Shadow of the Colossus, the PS2 game.
Yeah, from 2005.
Wow.
Fucking amazing game. And you would basically, like, these monsters, these monoliths, you would climb them, like, and they try to swat you off. You'd climb them and try to stab a glowing thing in the back of their head. It's the fucking funnest goddamn thing I've ever done.
Yeah. That's cool. That's a cool story.
Here's where it gets even better. So the guy who did Chronicle, my favorite film of 2011, fucking is directing it, and he has three projects lined up: Red Star, Venom, and the Fantastic Four reboot. But he's doing Shadow of the Colossus first.
Nice.
Fucking awesome. Chronicle's so fucking good. If you haven't seen Chronicle, it was goddamn amazing. It was a good fucking movie. Okay, Ridley Scott is gonna have Harrison Ford back for the Blade Runner sequel.
What, there's a Blade Runner sequel?
Yeah, and also a remake. I'm very confused.
And a remake?
Yeah, I'm not sure how this is working.
What?
So Ridley Scott.
Well, this is all new,
like,
story, because the original story was based on, was it
Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Yeah, yeah, it was just a short story.
Yep. Well, relatively short. But so Ridley Scott's gonna have a new protagonist. It's gonna be a chick in it, and then they're gonna have, like, Harrison Ford kind of like show up and be like, "What up?" You know,
yeah,
like
have a supporting role. That'd be cool if it was more than just a cameo. I would.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You know, I was so, like, hey, let me rewind back to G.I. Joe. I'm really pissed off. I wanted to see that fucking movie because Bruce Willis is in it.
What, G.I. Joe?
Yeah, it looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Had The Rock.
The Rock
fucking,
is in it, yeah.
I don't know. I wanted that movie. I wanted to see that movie. Whatever. But I'm happy that he's actually doing this, because he's doing fucking Prometheus, which I think is going to be the best movie
ever.
Oh,
dude, I'm so excited for that.
When I saw, like, Kate. Hey, I don't know if people here probably haven't fucking seen Alien in forever, but in Alien, they board this ship and they see this giant alien with a chest buster already exploded from his chest. And they show it briefly at the beginning of the film. You're like, what the fuck is that? And they just never acknowledge it. But then it shows up in the trailer in Prometheus, and I shit myself. I was like, holy fuck, yes!
Space jockey?
Yeah.
It's the space jockey, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking excited for that. I think it's time for... Do you want to do a little bit more news, or do you want to jump? Do you want to do a song?
Let's hammer through some quick ones. We'll just do win or fail.
So Rodriguez, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, is filming as we speak.
Win. That is win.
Epic win. Frank Miller isn't going to be there.
He's not doing it?
Nope.
And win.
And they're getting the writer from The Departed to do it instead.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is
my
sick.
Fucking mind. And everyone's returning.
Win. All those things are win.
Snow White and the Huntsman has been greenlit for a sequel, even though...
Has it come out yet?
Nope. Because they said the movie's so fucking good that they're going to make a sequel already.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say about this. I think that Charlize Theron in that, fucking win. God damn, she looked good in that.
You like her?
The trailer, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. But I don't know how that... What the fuck is her name? Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. She might be fail, or... I might be.
She was good
surprised.
In Adventureland.
She was good.
She? Yeah. I'm pretty forgiving for her. Robert Pattinson is not showing up in The Hunger Games. Also, another big one, because anything he's in just turns to shit.
All right.
Even though he's a friend of a friend, true story. Guess what George Lucas says is the worst Star Wars movie? He was like, they're like, critically analyze your Star Wars movie. What is the worst one of all the six? Or seven, because Clone Wars.
Well,
the animated movie.
What did he say?
Yeah, what do you think?
I hope to God he said Attack of the Clones, but I'm pretty sure he probably said one of the originals.
He said Empire Strikes Back was the worst.
What? Are you fucking serious? That's the best Star Wars film.
I may postulate it's the only good one.
Yes, I would. Well, this is one of the things. We'll do this and then we'll cut to a fucking song. Yeah. But man, I really want them to re-release the original cuts of the films on Blu-ray. The original.
With
the original
no graphic punch
theatrical,
up or anything.
No graphical punch up. Just only for the what's it called? The transition, the when they move it from film to Blu-ray.
Oh yeah, the digital conversion.
When
yeah.
they do the that's it. Just digital conversion.
That's legit.
And up resing.
All right.
That's all. Can't they just do that?
It's notorious that I've never seen Star Wars, and I'll just kind of leave it at that.
All right.
All right, so this next song is from a movie I'm super excited for. It's called End of Watch. It's starring Jake Gyllenhaal, who I hate, but Michael Pena, who's awesome, and Anna Kendrick, who I also love in a weird way. It's directed by David Ayer, who directed Training Day, another fucking amazing movie.
Yep.
This is also another buddy cop movie, but these guys start fucking with the cartel, and the cartel put out this hit on these guys, and it looks deadly. The way it's filmed, it looks like Cops. But it's fucking Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena. Like, it looks fucking awesome. Anyway, the song from the trailer is Kevin Rudolph in the City. Check it out.
Welcome back. That was Kevin Rudolph in the City.
Not a bad song. Interesting song. We never listened to it.
No, we didn't. I've never heard it.
We just stop it, and then we're like, we got to hurry up. And then
we take a break, and then we're like, fuck, what are we going to talk about next? We better do some research.
Today it's great. Okay, so for movies coming soon, the movies that I'm probably most excited for, Prometheus, Batman, Django Unchained, which is the new Quentin Tarantino movie with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I have not even heard of that.
Dude, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jamie Foxx and
New Quentin Tarantino
movie. It looks fucking ridiculous. Christoph Waltz is in it from fucking, what's it called? Inglourious Basterds. He was fucking so amazing in that movie. I'm so goddamn excited. I think that's gonna not do well. But I'm still excited to see it. His movies never really do that well. Considering.
Yeah, they don't do great, but they're always great films, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, he always copies the right things. And I'm so excited to see fucking any movie that what Leonardo DiCaprio was in. Like, I can't name a lot of bad movies he was in. I mean, you could say The Beach, but The Beach was interesting at the very least.
The one that Titanic, I was really sad that I didn't... Titanic. The only one I didn't really like that much was that one about New York City.
Gangs of New York?
Yeah, and it wasn't a bad film. Just, I didn't like the pacing.
Daniel Day-Lewis was fucking amazing in that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to deny that, but the pacing in that film just seemed weird. Wasn't that Scorsese who did that?
Yeah, Scorsese.
Yeah, he just had a really weird pacing in that film.
He did, absolutely. That's 100% true. Okay, so another movie I'm excited for, but I'm not excited for, is... this is going to sound crazy that I'm not excited for it, but it's a documentary about Stan Lee.
Okay.
But... it's called With Great Power. Great title. But it's done by Brett Ratner, and he's in it like a lot. And he talks about why he wanted to do X-Men and all this bullshit. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Brett Ratner. Get to the Stan Lee. So all the clips they released of it don't even have any Stan Lee and fucking in it. It's all just Brett Ratner. I wish I was dead. I wish I was fucking dead.
I don't know, man. Like, I have a certain level of respect for Brett Ratner. It's not like he's a horrible director. You know, he did Rush Hour. Like,
Rush Hour sucked. Red Dragon was good.
But... Yeah, Red Dragon was really good. Like, he's got some credibility under his belt, but it just seems like he's just a go-to guy, you know? It's like he's the fucking...
He just sucks. Whatever, fuck him. His movies suck. He sucks. Fuck him. There's these chicks that are banned from Comic-Con for wearing body paint.
Hey, man, X-Men 3 could have ended up being Wolverine Origins, all right?
I don't even know if what was worse. They're both so fucking stupid.
X-Men 3 was better than Wolverine Origins.
Well, they got, like, one of the coolest fucking actors, the guy who played Kimi in, what's it called? In Lost. He was an awesome villain in Lost, and they made him the Blob, and he sucked as a fucking Blob. And then they like got what's his name, that dude from Friday Night Lights, who's also really good, to play Gambit, and Gambit fucking sucked. Like,
yeah, the script in general on that Wolverine Origins,
it's a
film,
bad movie,
was,
man,
just not good.
I don't even know if I saw the pre-cut, the one that got leaked online, the work print.
I didn't
watch
that.
I watched at the gym on an Arcos 5-inch screen, and like I
were
never,
you happy about it?
I don't
or?
Think I even watched the movie after that. I was just like, fuck it.
I didn't go to the theater, but I bought it after.
You would buy it, you fucking bitch.
Am I a fucking huge X-Men fan, dude?
Yeah, no, just don't get me wrong, so am I.
I like the X-Men better than I like the Avengers.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair assessment. I like the Avengers, obviously.
But yeah, well, I like the Avengers too.
I like Thor. I always read X-Men more growing up, though. I never read a lot of Avengers.
Exactly. That's kind of what it comes down to.
Until 2007 I started reading a lot of Avengers.
Yeah, well, when the Ultimates line came out.
Yeah, oh, fuck, yeah. That was... Yeah, I guess 2004 then. Fuck, Ultimates is the best Avengers comic period. I wish they just made that into a movie.
That's kind of what they did.
A little bit, but not nearly as good.
Well, they couldn't go as deep into it, but the similar story, man.
The Avengers movie was like the Ultimates. The Captain America movie, which is part of the Ultimates comic.
Universe, yeah.
Yeah, they did not do. They just made some other Captain America bullshit.
Yeah, just the Avengers one. But the thing about, the best thing about the Ultimates is there's that one scene, I think it's in the first book or the second book.
They're casting everybody.
They're casting everybody. Who's going to play who?
Sammy Jane, Ed Norton, and Robert Downey Jr., and everyone's fucking there.
Yeah, it was fucking money.
That's pretty sweet. Okay, so only thing is, Lucy Liu as the Wasp did not show up.
Not seen. Okay, so what are we doing right now?
Next is a movie called Gangster Squad. It's about the Los Angeles Police Department, and it's starring Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, Sean Penn, and Josh Brolin. Wicked fucking cast. Looks like it's directed by Ruben Fleischer. It's going to be a good fucking movie, man. I love, like, gangster movies, man.
Yeah, I think I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick, and, like, I'm not a huge fan of Gosling, but holy fuck does Sean Penn look goddamn menacing.
Yeah, and he plays like the evil character in that, right? So it's he kind of an interesting role for him.
I want to see, like, I love Dick Tracy as a kid. I want to see another movie with fucking Tommy guns and they're wearing suspenders and shit.
Oh, this is it, man.
Yeah, it is. And Boardwalk Empire gave me a little bit, but I want like an action movie with it, and now I fucking got it.
Did you see the trailer for The Great Gatsby?
I did. That looks fucking deadly.
Looks crazy. I was like, they made this into a fucking movie?
Yeah, but they didn't make like the real Great Gatsby. They're making their fucking movie
version of
So the song from the trailer is "Oh My God" by Jay-Z. Enjoy, bitches. You are
let's go get him again, Jeff. Oh my God. Come on. Pop sped off, left mom with a bundle of joy. Your boy smack dab in the jungle, took tunnel vision, but he would soon become a mogul. But first he bought that crack back like a yo-yo. Don't play with my yo-yo, local niggas in the hood. First niggas hating on me, it's all good. I find things like my shit don't stink. Gucci links and Gucci gooses, watching too many movies, bulletproof this. Had some nerve, like pulling tooths when you're 16, coming through ruthless. Yeah, your boy ruthless, like Ice Cube was. Turn the whole city on, I'm the new plug. So if this is your first time hearing this, you're about to experience someone so cold. A journey seldom seen, the American dream. From the bottom to the top of the globe, they call me home. They're gunning for me, when see me fall. You know my story, I've been through it all. Nights I felt like dying, but I ain't crying. What didn't kill me made me strong as iron. Iron, iron, iron.
Oh, good
Lord. Now I'm knee deep in the concrete, like the streets made of quicksand. It's beyond deep. I got a chemical romance, two left feet. So now I dance with the devil, please. G-O-D, save me from the black parade, release me. My life like Grand Theft Auto, BSP. I'm in a Volvo, puffing on a la-la, ducking from the popo. Every time I drive by, say hi to the bad guy. All my mama friends are like, would you just look at him? So sorry, dear mama, for your embarrassment. But give me a couple years to pray I never sin again. Got all these rival dealers trying to do me in. And all these little rappers don't know how prepared for them I am. I am. I'm feeling like the world's against me, Lord. Call me crazy, but strangely, I love the odds. They're gunning for me, when see me fall. You know my story, I've been through it all. Nights I felt like dying, but I ain't crying. What didn't kill me made me strong as iron. Iron, iron.
Oh, good night, God.
Now these baby ballers, toy rappers, calling out my name to bring the boy backwards. Shooting air balls at the basket. What you call money? I pay more in taxes. I got Crown King down in Africa, out in Nigeria. Do you have any idea? Sold out shows, out in Seoul, Korea. Joburg, Dublin, Tanzania. Lunch with Mandela, dinner with Cavalli. Still got time to get water out to everybody. Everybody, fall back. Y'all rapping, I'm reenacting. CNN, you see it's accurate. ESPN, see me in action. Monday nights, when the half ends. When you 10 years in, holla back then. They got it for me, when see me fall. You know my story, I've been through it all. Nights I felt like dying, but I ain't crying. What didn't kill me, made me strong as iron. Iron, iron.
Oh, good night, God.
That was "Oh My God" by Jay-Z.
Oh my God.
Yes.
But Jay-Z.
Yes.
Said twice.
That's the song.
Twice is nice.
It was the song.
Okay, what are we doing now?
We're going to do a movie review.
What movie?
The Avengers.
I love that movie.
Man, that's so
it.
Much good.
That's it. It's over.
So much good has come out. You know, I remember talking about when this movie was originally being filmed, when Joss Whedon was chosen to direct it.
I cried.
And we had little nerdgasms about how amazing it was going to be.
I jerked off on this microphone when we talked about it on
here. That's why that microphone is designated yours, and this one's
designated mine. Has a little Batman sticker
mine.
On it, but not it yet, does. But it will.
Eventually. Soon enough. Hopefully.
I'll have a little Batman sticker on there.
I've seen this twice.
I
went opening night at midnight, the midnight screening.
Yeah.
And the fucked up thing, man, I was shitty seats.
Oh, that
shitty
sucks.
Seats.
You didn't reserve your seats?
I got them through somebody else, and they weren't enough on the ball. But that being said, after viewing the movie with that crowd that opening night, and then viewing the movie 2 weeks later, same amount of people in the theater, different crowd, different people. That first screening was fucking incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Going 2 weeks later, all the people there, they don't get it. They are not as... I was laughing hysterically. The only fucking guy in the theater that second time.
You know, it also could be the people have seen it twice as well.
No. They didn't understand the beats. But to me, it was a positive thing. It means that what's happening is people who don't usually go to superhero films
are going
to the Avengers.
You're right. And that's more important than anything else, honestly.
That movie was so good.
It was so fucking good. And, you know, I also saw it opening night. I had great seats. I reserved my seats ahead of time at the new 18 plus theater.
Yeah.
And had awesome seats right in the center, exactly where I wanted. And then I saw it again, same thing in the center. Saw it in 3D and saw it in regular. 3D was so good.
3D was really well done.
It wasn't like overdone 3D. It was very subtle 3D. And that's what I really enjoy when it just adds a little bit of dimension.
Yeah. And it didn't feel, they weren't trying to be like, oh, it's 3D. Let's do a bunch of fucking.
Friend was like, I didn't even notice it was in 3D. Like halfway through, I just forgot it was in 3D.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the type of 3D you want. You want to lift the movie, but not be the star of the movie.
Yeah.
The movie's the star. And that movie, just like the, no one can balance pacing, timing, and story and character development.
Oh man.
Like screenwriting.
It could have
used more development, obviously, but you could only do so much in 2.5 hours.
Well,
but it is a great
movie. You know, and that's the one thing that Joss kind of had to balance was how many people are going to come to this that haven't seen all these other films.
Yeah, this movie was essentially the pilot project for ScarJo and what's his face?
It was
a Hawkeye movie and a Black Widow movie above all else, I think, in my mind.
Oh, I don't know, man. The role of Tony Stark in this film was huge. I would say his character drove this film.
He drove
more
the film,
than anything
but screen
else.
Time, he wasn't number one on screen time.
I don't know. I'm interested to see who do you think? You think it was Scarlet?
I don't know if ScarJo. I think just the two of them put together had like that aspect of the story was kind of the shit behind it, right? Mm. Stellan Sarsgaard was useless in the fucking movie. He didn't need to be there, but I was happy he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Nat Poe not being there is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Because Thor's like, I promise you, no matter what, I'm going to claw my way back to Earth and fucking find you and rape that pussy. And then he's like, back on Earth.
They kind of.
She cool? Okay, peace.
Yeah, they kind of tie. At least they did that though. They could have just avoided it altogether. At least they had the foresight to do that. So
spoiler alert, fucking Thanos.
Yeah, spoiler.
What, Thanos? Are you fucking kidding me? Is the other villain.
How are they? They gotta go bigger, man. And that's the thing. Why else? Why else would all of the major superheroes join together? You know,
well, unless
you
have something. There's a lot of super powerful, believable superheroes. That whole scene of like him in fucking space talking to that random fucking dude.
This is stupid.
It looked like a fucking episode of Buffy, man.
This is the thing, though. I like fantasy. I like sci-fi.
Yeah,
I love
legit.
That shit.
That's
so I was totally up my alley.
I guess, but
and like
just,
the Skrull
they did
army,
it
man, it was
cheap.
Straight out of Ultimates.
It wasn't Skrulls though. It was the Chikari.
No, it was, but that is the Skrulls. It's a different name for them.
Chikari's different. Chikari's are from a different
Wikipedia
realm.
Wikipedia that shit.
Okay, well I know who the Skrulls are because I'm reading Secret Invasion now.
Yeah,
Skrulls are fucking shapeshifters.
It's the same.
Chikari's
it's the same.
Not. Chitari.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
While you're looking up that, I'm going to keep going. So This is a huge spoiler, but I'm going to tell everybody my favorite part right now. And it's probably everyone's
favorite
part.
They're like the Skrulls in that they physically resemble the Skrulls, but they're different.
Yeah. They're the exact same, but they're different.
No, they're not.
Anyway.
They're the counterpart to the Skrulls.
Yeah, they're the counterpart to the Skrulls.
They're the ultimate version
of the Skrulls.
That doesn't count.
Exactly. See,
that
fuck off. Fuck
count.
Off. Dom's not
that
here. Dom's not
count.
Here. It's the same. What? Like, oh, one's in the main Marvel universe, one is in the Ultimates universe.
Well, the Skrulls. Skrulls in the Marvel universe are way different than Chitauri
in
this universe.
But they are the same. It's the... Doesn't
Galactus.
Fucking matter. We're not going to get
for
into
fans
this.
Of the show,
for
Galactus. Yeah. Let's get back to that. I forgot that Galactus and Galactus were the same
God.
Person.
Oh, God.
I'm retarded.
Anyway. So okay, we'll do favorite parts of the film. My favorite part of the film is probably everyone's favorite part of the film. There's this one scene with Loki, and he makes the Hulk stop...
I like that,
and then,
I guess.
And then the Hulk fucking destroys him.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, that whole movie was building up to that exact moment in time.
Why?
It felt like
it
to me...
It was so anticlimactic.
But that was why it was so awesome.
Because it's so ridiculous.
Exactly.
You know what,
it was
a monster.
He just grabs him and just fucking... Oh, man. It was like... That's the thing, too. Like, don't get me wrong. I love the X-Men First Class film. Favorite part of that film was the 10 seconds that Logan was on the screen.
Really? Just a little cameo?
Yeah, little cameo.
Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
That
it was just
kind of
such
the best cameo
but,
ever.
But I mean, you know, overall, like, the whole movie's amazing, but that part is the one that just, you know, sticks out in my head that like, I could never forget that.
It's a badass fucking movie. But, like, I won't say that Avengers is the best superhero movie ever. It obviously has its flaws. But what's surprising to me is that I really loved it. But I'm surprised other people like it because I'm like, usually people just don't like what I like. So I'm just so used to being like, Joss Whedon's amazing. You guys are all idiots. Angel's the best show ever made. Angel Season 5.
Well, I think people disagree with you because it was Angel.
Angel Season 5 was like one of the best series of TV I've ever
seen.
I
can't properly judge it.
Goddamn amazing.
Okay, so I said my favorite scene. What was your favorite scene?
The ending.
The very end?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, which, when they're sitting in the...
And no, not in the shawarma place, although that was fucking funny.
Yeah.
But just at the end where they're all kind of, like, parting ways. Like, I just love that because I'm like, oh, we're going to get back together, but this is kind of where we do our own thing.
Yeah.
And then Hulk's going to be working with Iron Man.
Yeah,
and like,
Tony Stark gets in, Bruce Banner gets in there.
The movie was so amazing, and that was like, it was like having a really amazing spicy meal and having some nice like yogurt drink at the end is really cold and smooth.
Yeah.
It's a really good palate cleanser for
Definitely.
What's next, and I love that they did that.
Do you think Bruce Banner's going to be in the next Iron Man film?
I really hope so.
That would be so
holy
awesome.
Holy shit. Can I say that's the biggest surprise, how fucking good Mark Ruffalo is?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Holy
shit. He did an amazing job.
You know what? We talk about RDJ being like the best Iron Man, but fuck me if he's not the best Hulk.
And it's tough too because, you know, you're comparing him against Ed Norton because nobody's comparing him against who was
Eric
the guy?
Bana. Eric Bana Eric did a good Bana. Job. It's just a shitty movie.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah. And the CG of the Hulk in this film was far superior to any other film.
Yep, for sure.
Far superior.
What I am excited about, what else do I love? The helicarrier being attacked and not fucking going down was retarded. The helicopter would easily, like, physics, if you just use physics, if one of its engines went out like that, it would easily plummet down the sky. So I'm not sure why the helicarrier didn't fucking flip over. Also, Hawkeye, kind of believable badass.
Yeah.
He actually made that bow work.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for him. All in all, great movie. Go see it. A+.
Definitely. Go see it. Buy it. Support it. These are the type of films that we want to have more made of.
I can't believe I still can't wrap my head around the fact that my Joss Whedon, the person I've been fucking defending since I was a kid, made this movie that everyone finally loves. Like,
well,
people
and he's,
get it.
You know, 1 in 10 directors in the world that have made plus $1 billion movies. That
oh, yeah,
have
absolutely.
Grossing in the box office.
And you know what? They reached 500 million before Avatar did. Like, that's a big fucking deal, man. They released it 12 days before Avatar.
This movie had how many movies up to it building up for this? Like, the marketing for this has been spanning years. And if you want to go back even further, the Avengers has been around since the fucking 60s.
Yeah, 60s, that's right. So it's a fucking old-ass franchise, man.
Yeah, man.
But can you believe Hawkeye was one of the most badass characters in that fucking movie? Like, I loved, he's like, clench up Legolas. That was my favorite line.
Yeah.
When Iron Man made the Lord of the Rings reference, that was my favorite line in the movie for sure. But either way, good. Great fucking movie. Go see it. We're done. We'll clean up all this shiz. Okay, one more song.
I think we need another song. People need
two more songs left. Yeah. Okay, so second last song. There's a new movie called The Art of Rap. So fucking excited. A documentary by Ice-T and Andy Babbitt. Eminem, Kanye, Snoop, Dre, KRS-One, Run-DMC, fucking Questlove, you name it. These legends are in this fucking movie. Nas, it's going to be the best fucking rap documentary ever. I'm so excited. I'm so happy Ice-T is making it. And they got the best fucking song possible for the trailer. Here's Harder Than You Think by Public Enemy.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He swear he nice. I said, yo, the brother don't swear he nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you're turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking to me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know
what goes on. Rolling stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. His brother backwards, I'ma leave it at that. That ain't got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts, expose those cats. Who pose as heroes, take advantage of blacks. Your government's gangsters, so cut the crap. A war going on, so where y'all at? Fight for power, cause great responsibility. F the police, but who's stopping you from killing me? This ass is fiascos on loop by P.E. If it's I instead of we believe in TV. Spreading rich and bitches, this new thing about snitches. Watch the masses move as the masses switches. System distant, but barely missed her. My soul intention to save my brothers and sisters. Get up!
Just like that!
What you gotta do, you got to tell them just like that, you know what I'm saying? Cause yo, man, let me tell you a little something, man. These brothers running around hard-headed, they get a little jealous, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, you know, they try to bring you down with them. But yo, Chuck, you got to tell them just like that.
Screaming gangster 20 years later, of course it does while consciousness faded. New generations believe in them fables, gangster boogie on two turntables. So no love, so it's easy to hate it. Desecrated while the current awaited. Any given Sunday, so where y'all reigning? With slavery lynching and them drugs infiltrated. I'm like that doll Chucky, baby. Keep coming back to live love life like I'm crazy. Keep it moving, rising to the top. Duck fresh, clean living, you don't stop. Revolution means change, don't look at me strange. So I can't repeat what other rappers be saying. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. Harder than you think is a beautiful thing. Get up!
What you gotta do, you got to tell them just like that, you know what I'm saying? Cause yo, man, let me tell you a little something, man. These brothers running around hard-headed, they get a little jealous, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, you know, they try to bring you down with them. But yo, Chuck, you got to tell them just like that.
So it's time to leave you a preview, so you two can review what we do. 20 years in this business, how you sell soul, she wins. People bear witness. Thank you for letting us be ourselves. So don't mind me if I repeat myself. These simple rhymes be good for your health, to keep them crime rhymes on the shelf. Live, love life like you just don't care. 5,000 leaders never scared. Rain the noise is the moment they feared. Get up, still a beautiful idea. Get up, throw your hands in the air. Get up and show no fear. Get up if y'all really care. Need 20 years, now get up.
Yeah, that's right. We're Public Enemy number one in New York. Public Enemy number one in Philly. Public Enemy number one in D.C. Public Enemy number one in Cleveland, Ohio.
That was Public Enemy with Harder Than You Think.
So fucking hard. It was so fucking deep and hard. Just, oh my throbbing. God. It was just so fucking hard. Guys, we gotta fucking go. You have to go to rehearsal.
Yeah, I gotta go to band rehearsal.
Let's wrap this bitch up.
Let's do it.
This will be short as fuck. The uncut. We might have to come back and finish the segment.
We're gonna have
How much of that uncut? Like half an hour?
No, right now we got about a half an hour 45. We had to cut it out of this.
We had to chop this up. So if you want to make a pre-roll and a post-roll for that, we can just release that as the uncut.
Sure.
Call it a fucking day. It was a good one.
Yeah, it was
very
entertaining.
Serious.
Oh yeah.
I have a lot of shit I gotta talk about in the next week.
It's very opinionated.
Yeah. Okay. So. What did you want to talk about?
So we have another segment that we're going to do, and it needs listener support. You guys need to email us questions asking us shit to talk about, whether it's just asking us random questions,
life questions, relationship advice.
Yes, sure, relationship advice. What you, any movies that you think we should talk about, or opinions on old movies, just anything. Ask us questions.
Treat us like a Dear Abby.
Yeah. Treat us.
That name makes me so sad. In my heart.
Miss A.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yes.
She died.
Yes. I'm playing a violin for her now.
Yeah, she died.
the email address is info@rafflecast.com.
And you can also tweet us at Rafflecast or at Achilles or at Hollywood.
Dr. Raffle.
Do you even use that account?
Yeah.
All right.
Occasionally.
Dr. Awful, thanks so much for listening. Tell your friends, subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on your Zoom, get your HTC One X to sync up with a podcast player, use Double Twist, whatever you need to do. But make sure you're listening every fucking week, okay?
When it gets released.
This won't be released right away. The next one will be released next week. I promise you, if this motherfucker is not at my over here, I'm going to record one solo and put out for you. It won't be good. It won't be good, but it'll be on the internet. Okay. It'll be 9 minutes long.
This is better than just saying nothing,
penis.
Eh?
Penis. I don't even know what to name these fucking episodes. What am I even going to call this? Extremis. Avengers Splooge.
Adventure Splooge, that's not bad.
We got a title, we got a wrap. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks,
until
guys.
Next time, we remain podcasting. Here's the Black Keys with Your Touch from the Battleship trailer.
I died doing what I love, man. You know? Lip syncing. Love that.